Am I in the air?
A long time. Shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to listen to. Oh yeah, what is going down, everybody? And welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega and I'm your host, and I welcome you once again to the show. It's season 28, episode 10, and tonight's show is titled Spice Up Your Life. We're going to be breaking down the news from February 28th through today, March the 12th. So yes, that's a big window, right? Because we did not do a show last week. And you know that eats up at me, man. It eats up at me. It drags on me every single day. This show is here to bring you the latest and the greatest in entertainment news on a week-by-week basis. But sometimes, like we say, life gets in the way, and you just cannot find the time to do it. And all week I struggled with this. You know, I couldn't get the show out on Tuesday, and then I said I'll put it out on Wednesday. And then Wednesday didn't work, and I said I'll do it by Friday. And then I wanted to watch a movie, and then I said I'll put it out on Saturday, and I'll review the movie. And then the Oscars were this past weekend, and then I said I'll record after the Oscars, and then that didn't happen. And it just continued to snowball. And then I'm here on my normal Tuesday, so no early, no later, I'm just here and now have to get caught up on 2 weeks worth of entertainment news, so we got a lot to talk about. Luckily, February was a short month, so yes, it is back to February 28th, but as you know, there was only 29 days, and then we'll hit into March and get caught up here, so I do apologize. I always hate not, you know, leaving a week out there where there is no new show. Like I said, it really does bug me, but sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it. But I'm back, and let's get caught up, and let's get back to our normal schedule. Why don't we, right? So we're breaking down the news from February 28th through March 12th. I got three movies to talk about. No new shows. No new television shows. Watching a lot of TV, but it's just all stuff that I've already reviewed before or talked about that I'm just kind of breezing through. So, yeah, nothing new on that front today. But let's jump on into it, guys, and I'm going to start with kind of chronological order. Let's go back 2 weeks, because the big movie was Dune Part 2. So follow the mythic journey of Paul Atreides as he unites with Chani and the Freemen while on path of revenge against the conspirators who destroyed his family, facing a choice between the love of his life and the fate of the known universe. Paul endeavors to prevent a terrible future only he can foresee. So, of course, you got Timothy Chalamet back. You got Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, Austin Butler's in this one. Florence Pugh is in this one. Leah Sado, Christopher Walken, Dave Bautista. This cast doesn't stop. It just goes and goes and goes. So let me paint a picture here. A couple years ago, Dune Part 1 comes out. And I'm like, cool. Looks good. I'm a sci-fi guy. I like it. It looks fucking great. This is an awesome cast. Let's do it. Got to the theater. Went to the IMAX. Dune Part 1. Let's go. Hour into the movie. Yeah. I hated Dune Part 1. The movie just did nothing for me. It was so boring. There was so much talking. And, you know, the trailer led me to believe this was going to be this big kind of Star Wars-esque sci-fi battle movie with action, and it was going to be awesome. And Dune 1, no bueno. It just didn't pull that off. And I tried to rewatch it at some point afterwards at home, couldn't make it through it again, and it just did not work for me. I remember, if you guys know, there's a website called The Onion, which is all fake articles. And when Dune Part 2 was getting ready to come out, The Onion put out an article that said Dune Part 2 picks up right where you fell asleep in Dune Part 1. And that cracked me up so much because I was like, it's so true. And it's funny because this is Dune 1 is one of those movies where you either hate it like me and find it extremely boring, or you really love it. It's funny when I talk to people about this movie, like they're either with me or they're on the complete opposite side and think it's great. So, good for them. So now Dune Part 2 is coming out, and of course I'm trepidatious, right? I'm hesitant. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give it a shot. The trailer looks good, but the trailer fooled me on the first one, and we'll see how it goes. So went opening night, checked it out, and I gotta say I'm pleasantly surprised. Now, I don't know if this is a cause because my expectations were so low because of how much I hated that first movie that any kind of step up made me happy. But I really did enjoy this one, like a lot. I found the pacing to be better. I found the action to be better. I found, like go back to pacing, Like if the pacing is good, then the movie flows better. And the movie went, from dialogue heavy parts, but then there was an action scene. And then, we jumped back and forth in a better flow. And I thought everybody had really stepped their game up in this movie a lot. Like everyone was great. Timothée Chalamet was amazing. Rebecca Ferguson was amazing. Zendaya was amazing. It was great to see Austin Butler in this. I mean, for a lot of people, Elvis was the last thing you saw this guy do. And now he's this crazy killer, right? Not enough Florence Pugh. Love Florence Pugh. Not in it enough, but cool. Everybody awesome. So yeah, so overall, I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. It is still very long. It's 2 hours and 47 minutes long. That's way too long for a movie like this. But it doesn't drag as much as the first movie did. So again, it goes back to pacing. So yeah, guys, you know what? For me, this was a big step up. I really enjoyed it, and I would recommend Dune Part 2. So check this one out now in theaters. I give it 4 out of 5 stars. All right, the next movie I got is going over to streaming. Actually, my next two movies are going to be going over to streaming, and this is another sequel. This is another part two, and this time it's Code 8 Part 2. This one here is about a world where superpowered people are heavily policed by robots. An ex-con teams up with a drug lord he despises to protect a teen from a corrupt cop. So this is the sequel to Code 8. Code 8 was a little sci-fi movie that came out a couple years ago with Robbie Amell and Stephen Amell. And I like these two guys a lot. I watch most of the projects these guys do. Code 8 was a really cool little movie. And it's one of those kind of circumstances where the movie came out, it was kind of a straight to VOD type of movie. And then it started streaming on Netflix. And it did really well on Netflix, so much so that Netflix actually said, we'll make the sequel to this. So the first movie was not a Netflix original, but this movie is. So Code 8 Part 2 brings back Robbie and Steven. And then basically this time here, there's a little girl who witnesses her brother getting murdered by the police. And then they try to go after her, and Robbie Amell is trying to protect her, and we go from there. Now, this is a world where people have powers. Some people have powers. But the police, you're not allowed to use your powers, and then the police are kind of corrupt about it, and they use extreme force against the people that use their powers. So, I really dug this one. I thought it was a really solid movie. The effects were really good. When the powers are being used, it's awesome. Fun little story to bring back everybody for a sequel. And if you're looking for a fun little sci-fi action movie, this is your jam right here, man. So definitely check out Code 8 Part 2. This is streaming now on Netflix. I would give this one a solid 3 out of 5 stars. And then lastly, it's time to laugh, guys, because the new movie of this past weekend is a new streaming movie over on Prime Video, Ricky Stenicky. That's right. When three childhood best friends pull a prank gone wrong, they invent the imaginary Ricky Stenicki to get them out of trouble. 20 years later, the trio still uses the non-existent Ricky as a handy alibi for their immature behavior. But when their spouses and partners get suspicious and demand to finally meet the fabled Mr. Stenicki, the guilty trio decide to hire a washed-up actor and celebrity impersonator to bring him to life. So there you go, man. Pretty straightforward. This is directed by Peter Farrelly, who did those old school kind of funny comedies like Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber, you know, things like that. So it's got someone really good behind the camera. You got Zac Efron, Jermaine Fowler, Andrew Santino, William H. Macy is in this, but then you got John Cena. John Cena is the lead here. He's the actor that they hired to play Ricky Stenicki. And oh my God, this movie is hilarious. It is so funny. This is an R-rated comedy. This is a throwback to those late 90s, early 2000s kind of comedies. You don't see comedies like these anymore. They're raunchy. They're over the top. Just the way I like them. And it's funny, man, watching the trio of Zac Efron, Jermaine Fowler, and Andrew Santino make up this character and then hiring John Cena, who will do anything to be Ricky Stenicki and be these guys' friends. William H. Macy is Zac Efron's boss, and the interactions with him had me in tears. Is this something that you've like never seen before? No, but the way it's put together is just hilarious. And when you have a movie like this, I just want to laugh, and I laughed my ass off. Honestly, to the point where I was in tears in certain scenes. So, I can't recommend this one enough. If you like these kind of raunchy, you know, old school kind of comedies, R-rated, you got to get past the first like 10 minutes, because when they're introducing John Cena's character, it's super, super over the top with what he does for his job. And some people might get turned off by it. But it's funny. It's funny. And then once the movie kind of gets going and he becomes Ricky Stenicki, it levels out a bit. But yeah, guys, I think you should check this one out. If you like comedy and you like the raunchy kind of stuff, don't get offended by an R-rated comedy. This is a funny story here, and you should check it out. So check out Ricky Stenicki. I give this one 4 out of 5 stars just due to the laugh scale. And this is streaming now on Prime Video. Okay, so those are your 3 movies. We got Dune Part 2, 4 out of 5 stars now in theaters. Code 8 Part 2, 3 out of 5 stars over on Netflix. And Ricky Stenicki, 4 out of 5 stars over on Prime Video. All right, we're going to talk box office, and I'm going to go through 2 weeks since we missed the 2 weeks ago was box office, just so you can kind of follow along. So 2 weekends ago when Dune came out, number 10 was The Beekeeper, number 9 was Argyle, number 8 was Wonka, number 7 was Demon Slayer, number 6 was Migration, number 5 was Madam Web, number 4 was The Chosen, season 4, episodes 7 through 8, number 3 was Ordinary Angels, number 2 was Bob Marley, One Love, and number 1 was Dune Part 2, bringing in $82.5 million. So congratulations there, because that was a big, big debut for Dune Part 2. Made way more money than the first movie. I know the first movie was kind of during the pandemic, but man, this one really, really cleaned up and overperformed at the box office. They were estimating kind of 60 to 70 million, and it made 82.5. So congratulations there to Dune on that weekend. And then we fast forward to this past weekend and get caught up here. Number 10 was The Chosen. Number 9 was YOLO. Number 8 was Migration. Number 7, Madam Web. Number 6, Ordinary Angels. Number 5 was Bob Marley, One Love. Number 4 was Cabrini. Number 3 was Imaginary. Imaginary bringing in $9.9 million in its debut. This is the new Blumhouse horror movie. I might go check this one out this weekend and see what's going on with it. Number 2 was Dune Part 2. So from week 1 to week 2, it only dropped 44%. So a super, super strong holdover. Dune brings in another $46.2 million to be number 2. And the number 1, surprising everybody with a massive debut, was Kung Fu Panda 4. That's right. That's your new number 1. Kung Fu Panda 4 brings in almost $58 million. 57.9 to be exact. And whoo! That's a hella debut, man, for some Kung Fu Panda. So congratulations there. That is awesome. All right, that is our box office. Let's get into our news. Usually our news of the week, but our news of the last 2 weeks. All right. Now, it's funny. When I did the last episode, I was talking about the Crow reboot. And I was saying, man, it's really weird. This movie's supposed to come out in a couple months, and we don't have nothing for it. I'm like, not even a picture. And literally, the very next morning after I posted the show, the first picture came out of Bill Skarsgård as the Crow. And I was like, man, somebody was listening to the show. I hate this picture. I just want to put that to rest here. I've been waiting to see something from this movie. I'm super excited about this movie. The original Crow is one of my all-time favorite films ever. I love what Brandon Lee did with that movie. I love his take on the Crow. And then I see this picture of Bill Skarsgård. And he's looking like Jared Leto's Joker from Suicide Squad. And I'm just like, come on, man. Really? This is the way we're going to go with it? Now, I'm trying to still be open-minded because it's one picture, right? We haven't seen it in action. We haven't seen it in context. So I'm going to hold out hope. But as of right now, I hate this goddamn picture. So I just hate it. Okay, but there you go. Hopefully we'll get a trailer soon because that picture came out, you know, 2 weeks ago. So hopefully a trailer's around the corner since the movie comes out literally on June 7th. So in some sad news, Richard Lewis passed away, man. Richard Lewis, the master of comedy. He starred in a lot of stand-up TV specials, sold out concert at Carnegie Hall. It was on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And unfortunately, he passed away a couple weeks ago. And that was really sad, man. Grew up with Richard Lewis, you know, always had the same hair his entire career. So I was very sad to see this one pop up a couple weeks ago. So thoughts and prayers are definitely with his family and friends. Okay, Will Poulter, Kit Connor, Cosmo Jarvis, and DeFaro Woon Attai are looking to join Charles Melton and Joseph Quinn in Alex Garland's next war movie that they're putting together for A24. So starting to beef up that cast there. We talked about a couple weeks ago that Sam Mendes was making a bunch of Beatles movies, that he was going to do one Beatles movie per member of the band. And then I joked that they would all assemble in the next one and make the Beatles, you know, Avengers movie. but Sam Mendes, supposedly he has said he's going to film all the movies back to back and that all four movies will release in the same year. So very cool there. I think that's smart. He should put them out very close together. Slow Horses, Catherine McCormick is joining Colin Firth in a new Peacock drama called Lockerbie. Hacks Season 3 has added Helen Hunt and Christopher Lloyd to the cast. Evan Longoria, Marshawn Lynch are joining Eddie Murphy in his new heist comedy movie, The Pickup, which has started filming. Yvonne Strahovski is set to star in James Wan's new horror series, The Teacup. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem 2 is going to be coming out in 2026. So you got some time. Remember, they are doing a TV series that will kind of take place in the movie universe and kind of close the gap between the films. So it's going to be a 2-season show. Season 1 will air this year, season 2 in 2025, and then the movie in 2026. And then a Paw Patrol 3 is also coming. For those of you looking to check out Poor Things is now streaming over on Hulu. Guy Ritchie is going to be doing a new series called The Donovans, and it will loosely be based on the Ray Donovan series that was on Showtime with Liev Schreiber. So this sounds very interesting. I mean, it's very detached from that, so I don't want people thinking they're going to get another Donovans. Because it's also Guy Ritchie, so he's going to do things very, very differently. But it is based on Ray Donovan, so it sparks my interest. We'll see what ends up happening with this one here. David Dasmachian is joining Alexander Skarsgård in the Apple TV Plus sci-fi series Murderbot. Star Trek Discovery Season 5 includes more adventure and has an amazing start to the season. So that's coming very, very soon. The Pacific's James Badge Dale is joining Jessica Chastain in the Apple TV Plus series The Savant. The Bloody Hundredth. Apple has announced that the Masters of the Air companion documentary is going to be streaming soon. Alia Carvalho confirms that she is returning to voice Moana in the upcoming sequel for Moana 2. That is awesome. I love that we got confirmation on that. We have the trailer for I Saw the TV Glow. This is A24's new horror movie. This is a weird-ass trailer. I watched this trailer a couple days ago, and I was like, what the hell am I watching? A24, man, they know how to just bring the weird. Let's see here. Tony and Ziva. NCIS spinoff has been ordered to series. It's going to be reuniting Michael Weatherly and Cote de Pablo. From the NCIS, they're expanding the NCI verse, and they're going to be getting their own spinoff show, Tony and Ziva. So very interesting there, Michael Weatherly coming back after he left the show to go do Bull, and now they're going to do that. So that's pretty cool. I know there's a lot of NCIS fans. Apple TV Plus is turning William Gibson's classic sci-fi novel Neuromancer into a television series. Suits LA has cast Lex Scott Davis as the female lead opposite Stephen Amell. That is awesome. I think Lex Scott Davis. Yeah, she's in Ricky Stenicki right now. That's what I thought. So that is an awesome addition. She is great and she is beautiful. So nice addition there to Suits LA. NBC has greenlit The Hunting Party, which will be a high-concept drama about fugitives from a top-secret prison. Very interesting. Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, Season 3 is in the works. They're putting that one together, and as the showrunner has inked a new deal, so they're right back to work on Season 3. Let's see here. Death by Lightning. Nick Offerman and Betty Gilpin are joining the cast of Death by Lightning, the Netflix historical drama from Game of Thrones creators David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Taylor Sheridan's Tulsa King, starring Sylvester Stallone, will actually air on CBS this summer. So very cool there to kind of get some extra exposure for the show. This was one of the best shows of last year. I love Tulsa King. So I'm glad they're going to put it on TV so people can have some extra exposure to it that don't have Paramount Plus. The Naked Gun reboot has officially landed a 2025 release from Paramount Pictures with Liam Neeson in the lead, which I just think is going to be awesome. I really, really have high hopes for this Naked Gun reboot. I think it's going to be hilarious. Congratulations to Dan Lin, the producer behind the Lego movie, Sherlock Holmes, It, and the new live-action Avatar The Last Airbender, has been tapped as the new head of film for Netflix. So big congratulations there. That's awesome. We have the new trailer for The Bike Riders, the Austin Butler, Jodie Comer, Tom Hardy movie that was supposed to come out last year. Got delayed, but it is coming, and now we got the new trailer, so check that out. James Gunn has revealed that the new Superman movie that he's making will no longer be called Superman Legacy, and the movie will just be called Superman now. They have started filming, and he released a picture of the crest of Superman's suit, the symbol. And, you know, when I first saw the symbol on paper, I hated it. And then when I see the picture of it on the suit, I do kind of dig it. It's pretty cool, man. It's kind of like the Kingdom Come logo, just with the traditional red and yellow. And it actually looks really cool, man. It's something different. It's something sharp. And I like this picture. I can't wait to see the first official photo of him in the full suit. But super excited to see it filming now and to see it just go to Superman. Superman Legacy always tripped me out as a title because it sounds like a sequel title, right? Like we're 2-3 movies in and now it's Superman Legacy, right? Like it's kind of weird to be the first movie out the gate. So I dig it. I'm glad that we're going simple here. Scott Speedman is joining James Wan's new horror thriller series that we talked about a little bit earlier, Teacup. So an addition there to the cast. We have the 9-1-1 Season 7 trailer, so check that out. That's coming back tomorrow, I believe, over on ABC. It's no longer on Fox. It has switched channels. And then it will also stream on Hulu. We have the trailer for Davy and Jonesy's Locker, which is Hulu's newest teen comedy. Mila Kunis is set to lead Skydance's new romance movie, The 47 Nightstand. Okay. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is going to be getting a limited release here pretty soon in some theaters, so keep your eyes out there for that. We have the trailer for Little Wing, which is Brian Cox's new coming-of-age Paramount Plus movie, so check that out if you're interested. Will Forte breaks his silence on the Coyote vs. Acme cancellation. He says it's a movie that should be seen. He said when he heard the movie was being canceled, he assumed, well, I guess they watched it and the movie sucked, right? Like, and that's why they're doing it. And then he said he actually did watch it, and he said it's great, which is what a lot of people are saying about this movie. And this is why no one can understand why this movie's being shelved if it's that good. So it all continues to go on, right? Like, everybody wondering what is up with Coyote versus Acme. We have the trailer for The Beautiful Game, which previews Netflix's new sports drama starring Bill Nye and Michael Ward. Death by Lightning cast has added Nick Offerman and Betty Gilpin to the cast. Oh, we already actually talked about that. Sorry about that. The Watchers release date has changed for the Ishana Night Shyamalan thriller. Movie was supposed to come out on June 7th, but then, you know, The Crow is coming out. Bad Boys 4 is coming out. So does The Watchers really want to compete with those? No. So you push it back a week. The movie now comes out on June 14th. Alex Rider is coming back soon. The conclusion to the Freevee series. So keep your eye out for that. We have your March streaming guide. We do this every month. This is everything new coming and going to all your streamers. Netflix, Apple TV+, Disney+, Hulu, Max, Paramount+, Peacock, and Prime Video. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is going to start streaming this week on Disney Plus. Lindsay Lohan's got a new movie coming out on Netflix. Roadhouse is coming out in about a week over on Prime Video. Girls 5 Veva is back on Netflix this week. A lot of big stuff this month. I'm very, very excited. So check out the streaming guide to see when your favorites come back. Hacks is getting a 2024 premiere. It looks like it's going to be back in May. So we have everything you need to know about season 3 if you're interested. BMF has been renewed for season 4 over on Stars. Justina Machado is set to star in Netflix's first medical procedural from executive producer Carlton Kuse. We have your first look at Tron Ares, which is a detailed image of a menacing-looking user for the anticipated sequel. I love this picture. It's just a simple guy standing there, but he's in the cool Tron suit. It's all in red. It looks really, really cool, man. I'm excited to see what they do with Tron Ares. That's for sure. Garrett Dillahunt, Millie Shapiro, has joined Peacock's new satanic panic thriller called Hysteria. The Smashing Machine. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is starring in this movie. We talked about this several weeks ago. The A24 is doing this movie. The Rock's going to get serious. He's playing. This is a true life story about the UFC fighter. I'm excited to see what The Rock does with this. And there was rumors that Emily Blunt was going to join him in this movie. It is now official. Emily Blunt has signed on. She will reteam with Dwayne The Rock Johnson for The Smashing Machine over on A24. This is going to be awesome. They, of course, work together on Jungle Cruise. They have great chemistry together. I think she's going to play his wife in the movie. Super excited. Amazing casting. Love Emily Blunt. Love The Rock. This is going to be awesome. Very, very cool. The Brother's Son has officially been canceled by Netflix after just one season. The new Karate Kid movie, Joshua Jackson, is joining the cast of the film. So congratulations there. That's pretty cool. Before I Fall director is set to helm the movie adaptation of the best-selling novel, The Last Animal. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live premiere delivers a massive viewership record for AMC. So that probably just means that they will continue to make Walking Dead shows for another 20 years. You guys love them Walking Dead series, don't you? The Abandons cast has officially added Lucas Till and Nick Robinson to the Netflix Western drama. Evil Season 4 will have much more creepiness, says the creator of the show. Captain America 4's Tim Blake Nelson teases the leader's look. He says it's awesome and it's right out the comic book and you're going to love it. So very excited to see what that looks like. Too Much, which is a new show coming to Netflix. Lena Dunham's comedy has added Rita Wilson and Rhea Perlman to the cast. The Strangers Chapter 1. We have the new trailer, and it looks pretty cool. It's the first entry in the horror reboot trilogy. This is a prequel of how The Strangers started, and it looks pretty good, man. I mean, it looks pretty much like the original movie, but it's creepy. It's creepy, dog, and I'm ready for it. The movie's supposed to come out in theaters in May. We have the teaser trailer for Hack Season 3, so check that out. We have the final Ghostbusters Frozen Empire trailer, because that's coming out in a couple weeks, so check that out. Wendell Pierce, I love this guy. Wendell Pierce has been cast as the editor-in-chief of the Daily Planet. That's right, he is Perry White in the new Superman movie. This is awesome here. Lawrence Fishburne, of course, was the last Perry White in Zack Snyder's universe. And now Wendell Pierce will take over in the DCU. So absolutely love that. Very, very cool. Denis Villeneuve teases a secret project that he wants to do before he jumps into Dune 3. I know a lot of people are expecting him to jump right into Dune Messiah, but he wants to do a smaller little side project first to kind of, you know, fix his brain. He said he's been stuck in the desert too long, and I feel him, man. That's been his life for probably the last 10 years. So let him do a little side project first before we go back to Dune. The evil creators say that there are no plans to shop the show around and will approach the bonus episodes that they get in season 4 to be basically like a mini season 5 and wrap things up. Let me see here. We already talked that box office for that weekend. Mimi Gummer and Caitlin Fitzgerald, along with Candace King, are set to lead a new Prime Video thriller called We Were Liars. The Wild Robot trailer has dropped. This is DreamWorks' new animated movie that they're dropping. Cameron Diaz in talks to join Keanu Reeves and Jonah Hill's next directorial movie, Outcome. So that's pretty cool there. June Squibb action movie Thelma is coming. I don't know how June Squibb gets an action movie, but you can check out the teaser trailer, which I did not watch. Maxine, which is the third movie in the Pearl series. You had X, then you had Pearl, now you got Maxine. This movie is going to be hitting theaters supposedly on July 5th. Vanessa Kirby reunites with Netflix for a new drama movie called The Night Always Comes. I love Vanessa Kirby so much, so I'll definitely be checking that out for her. Final Destination 6 is officially a go. The movie is now filming, which is exciting because we've been hearing rumors for years that they were going to make it. It is now filming, and the movie is officially titled Final Destination Bloodlines. Ooh, so there you go. We have the trailer for A Gentleman in Moscow, which is Showtime's new Ewan McGregor drama period drama show. We have the trailer for Infested, which is Shudder's new creepy crawly horror. It looks horrible just by the poster. This guy's face has got a bunch of spiders crawling on it. I can't handle it. I'm going to skip this one here. Daniel Day-Lewis is set to stay retired. Despite rumors of him returning to acting, he does not have any plans to do so at this point. House of the Dragon Season 2 is going to be coming out in June. So keep your eye out for that. We have the trailer for Sugar, which is Colin Farrell's new Apple TV Plus detective series. I did watch the trailer for this. Looks pretty good. So I'll definitely be checking out Sugar. Adam McKay's new movie, Greenhouse, is eyeing Amy Adams and Sam Rockwell. That would be great casting, man. Love those two. And I love Adam McKay. So hopefully that goes together. Let's see here. Ghostbusters' McKenna Grace is set to lead a new psychological thriller called Straight Lies. Justin Hartley's new drama Tracker has scored an early season 2 renewal over at CBS. I like this show. We've been watching Tracker, and it's pretty good, man. Love Justin Hartley. This is a fun little procedural show kind of each week. And yeah, glad to see it's doing well enough to get the renewal here for season 2. American Rust, Broken Justice has a trailer, so check out season 2 trailer for the crime drama. Mean Girls is now officially streaming over on Paramount Plus for the new version, the new musical version, so check that out. Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour movie has, they put out a new little teaser trailer, and the streaming date has been bumped just a little bit. It's going to come out March 14th at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So there you go. It was supposed to come out March 15th. They bumped it up to March 14th, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and my daughter is already hitting the play button. Spike Lee's High and Low remake gets a working title and has started production, so congratulations there. A Baywatch movie, or no, TV show, a Baywatch reboot TV show is coming to Fox. It has been greenlit, a showrunner has been hired, and they are bringing back Baywatch, yes, like it or not. Only Murders in the Building Season 4 has added Kumail Nanjiani to the cast, so pretty damn cool there. John Bernthal reportedly in talks to star in a new season of AMC's The Terror. We have the new trailer for the Garfield movie. So definitely check that out because Garfield is a funny. The Young Sheldon spinoff. They've been talking about this one and now it is officially a go. CBS has ordered it. The new spinoff will center on Georgie and Mandy and their new baby. So yes, the universe will continue for Young Sheldon, just without Sheldon. So there you go there. Suits, Patrick J. Adams has boarded Netflix's Lockerbie limited series. We have the trailer for Alex Rider, so check that out for the freebie series. Good Trouble Boss talks about the surprising cancellation and the supersized series finale. And maybe Hulu might rescue the show. It's all in the article, so check out the boss for Good Trouble talking about the show. Fox's Crime Scene Kitchen has officially been renewed for season 3. The Librarian's Christian Kane is set to reprise his role as Jacob Stone in the CW sequel series that they're doing. So pretty cool there. I love when they tie that stuff together. They're doing the NCIS Origins prequel show, and they have cast Austin Stowell as the young Gibbs. So there you go there. I don't know if we need that still, but there you go. Jamie Foxx is returning for Beat Shazam in season 7, so very cool there. The premiere date is May 28th over on Fox, and it's great to see that Jamie Foxx is returning for Beat Shazam. I love it. Dick Wolf's first Netflix series, Homicide New York, is coming soon, and we have the first trailer to check out. Netflix's Ripley, starring Andrew Scott, drops its first full-length trailer, so check that out. Despite some stars blasting the Continental, supposedly a John Wick TV series is still a go from Lionsgate. What are they going to do with it? Who knows, but it'll be set in the universe. I just hope that you know, Chad Stahelski, now that he's kind of like the Kevin Feige of the John Wick universe, that he has more input on these TV shows. So we'll see what happens there. Roger Jean Page is set to join Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett in Steven Soderbergh's new anticipated spy thriller, Black Bag. Rebecca Ferguson is set to star alongside Chris Pratt in Timur Bekmambetov's detective sci-fi thriller Mercy. So love Rebecca Ferguson. Was already excited about this movie with Chris Pratt, so great addition there for that. Mark Wahlberg wants to focus on doing movies for the whole entire family, movies that the whole entire family could see. I love that because we need more movies that we could all sit down as a family and watch. So pretty cool on Mark Wahlberg to want to put something together like that. Dune Part 2, the deleted scenes will not be released. That's right. The director, Denis Villeneuve, says he will not release scenes that have been removed from Dune 2. And some of the actors who got cut out in some of those scenes are really sad about it, honestly, that they're never going to be seen. Congratulations to the Avatar Last Airbender family. The show is doing really well on Netflix and it will return. That's right. Seasons 2 and 3 of Avatar The Last Airbender are officially a go. So congratulations. Aang's journey will continue. I have not watched this show yet. I want to. I was really hoping my daughter would have wanted to watch it and I could have watched it with her. But I showed her the trailer and she said she had zero interest in it. So I guess I'll have to find the time on my own if I'm going to go through this one. We have the first full trailer for The Late Night with the Devil. That's right, starring David Dalmachian. This is going to hit theaters on March 22nd. Going back to the Karate Kid movie, they have added Ming-Na Wen to the cast. I love her so much. Of course, in Marvel and in Disney, she's awesome, man. And she will be a great addition to the Karate Kid. So congratulations to Ming-Na Wen. Very, very cool. Deadpool and Wolverine star teases lots of surprise cameos in the MCU movie. So that's exciting, man. I can't wait to see who pops up there. We have the trailer for Steve Martin. That's right. It previews the two-part documentary series about Steve Martin. And check out that trailer there. I believe that's coming to Apple TV Plus. I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel is still moving forward, and it will feature more beautiful people behaving badly. Young Sheldon, Jim Parsons, and Mayim Bialik are going to guest star in the series finale. That's really cool. I love that they're going to bring it full circle as they wrap up the show. Let's fast forward and let's see, you know, Sheldon and his wife in the current day. I think that's super cool. Hopefully you get to see the whole family together kind of in current day. That would be awesome. So as Young Sheldon is in its final season wrapping up, but yes, Jim Parsons and Mayim Bialik will guest star. So that's cool. Going back to Karate Kid, once again, they've added the Goldberg star Sadie Stanley to the cast of the new movie. Upload. We were talking about Robbie Amell earlier with Code 8 Part 2. This is his show over on Prime Video. I love Upload. This is one of my favorite shows. It's so good. Season 3 just ended a couple months ago. Prime Video has come out and said they have renewed it for a Season 4, but it will also be the final season. So Upload Season 4 renewed. But it will also conclude the Prime Video comedy. The creator came out and said, when I initially put this show together, I envisioned it as a 4-season arc. So I'm so happy that I get to kind of go out on my own terms and wrap up the show the way I always intended. So I love that too. You know, sad to see it get, you know, kind of cut. But sometimes shows do this, right? Like they don't need to go forever. If the story justifies 4 seasons, then let's cut it at 4 seasons. You know, one of my favorite shows is Banshee, and Banshee only had like 4 seasons, but that was on purpose. The writers, the showrunners, they said, this is the story we wanted to tell. It was a 4-season story and we're done. So as much as I wanted more, you can't fault them for wrapping up the story the way they wanted to, right? So there you go. Jason Blum confirms that The Exorcist Deceiver is definitely still happening, even though it's been delayed. And it's lost its director, but he says they are still moving forward on it. John Wick director Chad Stahelski has striked a first look deal for original action movies with Lionsgate. So pretty cool there that he's going to be doing more action with the studio. We have the trailer for The Idea of You, which is Anne Hathaway's new movie. So check it out, where she falls in love with a boy band member. Ooh. Shogun, which is streaming right now on Hulu. Its streaming debut scores a massive global viewership. The show is doing really, really well. So congratulations to Shogun. Monsters at Work Season 2 is coming for the Disney Plus series, and we have the first trailer for that. Timothée Chalamet, who's going to be doing a Bob Dylan biopic, says he would love to get Austin Butler to play Elvis in his Bob Dylan biopic. And that would be pretty cool, man. I think that would be pretty awesome if they could pull that off. So I like that. Long Bright River is officially casting for the Peacock Limited series. Coleman Domingo stars in the new A24 drama Sing Sing, and we have the first trailer for that. John Wick, we already talked about the John Wick TV show, but Lionsgate also looking to do an animated Twilight series. Yes, that is in development as well, an animated Twilight series. Tim Allen is set to headline a new ABC comedy from Last Man Standing executive producers, so interesting there. He's coming back TV. Reacher Season 3 is cast Chicago Med's Brian T as the villainous Quinn. That's right, so he's going to be the villain in Season 3 of Reacher. Gerard Carmichael Chronicles coming out Journey in HBO's Gerard Carmichael reality show, and you can check out the first trailer for that. Samara Weaving to get behind the wheel and put the pedal to the metal for a new heist thriller called Eeny Meeny. We have the new Fallout trailer. This is coming out on April 11th on Prime Video, of course, based on the video game. This trailer is awesome. I think this show looks incredible. I cannot wait to watch Fallout. I think there's 8 episodes and all 8 are going to drop on April 11th. So I'm very, very excited to see Fallout. We also have the Season 2 trailer for Loot, which premieres on April 3rd on Apple TV Plus. I loved this show as well. This was one of my favorite shows last year. Also, loved Loot. It got delayed a bit by the strike, but it's coming back, and I'm super, super excited. April 3rd, Apple TV Plus, Loot Season 2. Check out the trailer. SNL 1975 is continuing its casting as they're looking to add their Billy Crystal to the cast. Under the Bridge set photos
For the Hulu series that Lily Gladstone is going to be doing. Of course, she is right off the Killers of the Flower Moon. This is a new true crime series that they're doing Under the Bridge over on Hulu. So check out the first look photos. Zooey Deschanel is set to star in Amazon's MGM rom-com called Merv. I love Zooey, so I'm glad she's back doing some stuff. Hunger Games prequel star Tom Blythe is set to lead a 90s queer drama movie called Plain Clothes. The Accountant 2 is officially moving to Amazon MGM. Doesn't mean it's going to be a streaming movie. It just means it flipped studios. So just it's been bought out there. So it is still moving forward. Furiosa is telling a 15-year Mad Max story in the movie. So it's going to cover 15 years. Will and Grace Eric McCormick is joining the MGM Plus mystery thriller Nine Bodies in a Mexican Morgue. We have the trailer for Thank You, Goodnight, the Bon Jovi story, which covers, you know, the band's kind of, it's a band documentary, which I watched the trailer. I'm a big Bon Jovi fan. I thought the trailer was awesome. I can't wait to watch Thank You, Goodnight. This comes out in April over on Hulu. Margaret Qualley is set to play Amanda Knox in an upcoming untitled Hulu drama. That'll be pretty cool. We have the Inside Out 2 trailer. That's right, three new emotions debut in the Pixar sequel, so check that out. Something Wicked. June Diane Raphael is set to lead NBC's Bewitch-inspired comedy series. Very cool, man. I really like June Diane Raphael. She's always one of those actors that always pops up in a side role. You know, like you're watching an episode of something, she pops up real quick for a scene or two. Like I was just watching the new Abbott Elementary episode. She just popped up in that for, you know, a couple scenes. And she's great. Anytime she pops up, she's great. But I don't think I've ever seen anything where she's the lead. And she should, you know, she's really good. So I'm glad to see that she's taking the lead here for Something Wicked. I think a Bewitched-inspired comedy series could be really, really funny. So congratulations. That's awesome. Steven Spielberg said he saw The Fall Guy and loved it. So very cool there. And The Fall Guy actually premiered at South by Southwest today. And everyone that I've seen watched it has loved it and says it's one of the best movies of the year. It's super funny. The great action. Yeah, really, really great reviews for The Fall Guy, which is gets me very excited because it's one of my most anticipated movies of the year, so that's awesome. Superman and Lois final season has cast Kung Fu alum Yvonne Chapman as a Lex Luthor ally. Mayfair Witches has cast Ben Feldman as Rowan's new love interest, so very cool there. I like Ben Feldman, so great addition there. And Practical Jokers is going to relocate to TBS. It currently airs on True TV, but of course True TV is doing a full overhaul on their network, so they've shifted the show over to TBS. So I'm glad that we're going to keep it going because I love me some Practical Jokers. Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson in a live boxing match that will stream actually on Netflix. So pretty cool there that Netflix is getting something for live sports. Inside Out 2 hits theaters on June 14th. Joy, fear, disgust, sadness, anger, anxiety, and ennui and envy. And don't forget embarrassment. Check out the new poster for Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2. We have the poster up, which is actually really, really funny. Let's see here. You Season 5 has added Madeline Brewer to the cast, so I like that. Marissa Abella has joined Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett in the Steven Soderbergh movie Black Bag. The Halloween television series will be a creative reset that draws from the original movie. Demi Lovato is joining Rose Byrne in the new biopic drama Towcast. Chloe Grace Moretz and Lewis Pullman will lead a new crypto heist movie called Dutch and Razzlecon. A Watch Dogs movie is moving forward. Yes, based on the video games. Sophia Wilde has been announced as the lead for the Ubisoft game adaptation of Watch Dogs. So, of course, nice addition there. She was in Talk to Me. She was the lead in Talk to Me. So, nice addition there. It'd be interesting. I like the Watch Dogs game, so I'll be curious to see what they do with the movie version. Hugh Grant is playing Tony the Tiger in Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted the Pop-Tart story. The Kardashians have dropped their season 5 teaser trailer, so check that out if you're interested. Our Flag Means Death is officially done now. It tried to search for a new streaming home, and it could not find one, so it is officially dead at this point. Mindy Kaling's new basketball comedy series has added New Girl alum. That's right, to the cast. This is, oh man, Max. I forget his last name, but Max, who's on The Neighborhood, he's going to be in this series. Mayor of Kingstown, Natasha Mark, is returning for season 3. Matt Bomer is joining Keanu Reeves in Apple's dark comedy movie Outcome. We got an article up with the boss for the TV show SWAT talking about the proper curtain call for Street and Luca in the final season. And talks about how they're wrapping everything up there. James Wolk is set to play Anna Lee Ashford's husband in Evil's executive producer's new serial killer drama, Happy Face. So nice addition there. So we talked about Madeline Brewer joining you in its final season. She's going to be playing a pivotal new character who makes Joe question everything. Ooh, I love this show, man. You is such a great show. If you haven't seen it, check it out on Netflix. The Razzies happened. I'm not going to go through the Razzies, but Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey took the top spot with over 5 wins. So there you go there. Terry Crews is officially joining Dave Bautista in the J.J. Perry action comedy, The Killer's Game. Brian Duffield is set to direct a swallowed by a whale thriller, Whale Fall. The Accountant 2, going back to this, Ben Affleck already confirmed to come back, but now we're finding out John Bernthal, J.K. Simmons, and Cynthia Adai Robinson are all returning for the sequel. So very cool there. The only name not on it is Anna Kendrick, which is a bummer because she was awesome in the first movie. But I can kind of understand her not being in this one. But glad to see John Bernthal, J.K. Simmons coming back. That's pretty damn cool there. And I'm just excited. I love The Accountant. So glad it's getting a sequel. Doug Liman ended up attending the Roadhouse South by Southwest premiere, even though he said he was going to boycott it. So glad to see Doug support his movie. We found out some stuff on Peacemaker. So James Gunn, somebody had asked him, like, hey, how is Peacemaker going to be canon, you know, when you're resetting the universe? And James Gunn said that season 2 is not canon to season 1. So season 1 is not canon to the DCU, but season 2 is, and season 2 will take place after the events of the Superman movie. So might sound a little confusing, but basically season 1, throw it out the window. It is not canon. Season 2 will be kind of a soft reboot. We're restarting everything, and the show will take place after the events of Superman. So there you go. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to hear it. That he's not having his cake and eating it too when it comes to Peacemaker. So if you're going to reset the universe, reset the universe. A new Super Mario Brothers is in the works for 2026. So yeah, 2026 is going to be a minute, but we're moving forward on that sequel. Suits LA is cast Chicago Fire's Troy Winbush to the spinoff pilot. Rami Youssef is set to host SNL on March 30th with musical guest Travis Scott. Conan O'Brien Must Go is coming back over on Max. Let me put this to the side here real quick, and then we'll wrap up with the Oscars stuff here. We have the first full trailer for The Omen, so check that out. It hits theaters on April 5th. The Gentleman executive producer confirms that active discussions are going on about a potential season 2 renewal. This is Spinal Tap 2 is officially started filming. X-Men 97 gets a retro style teaser trailer ahead of its debut. Jesse Eisenberg says they are moving forward on a Now You See Me 3. He says the script is in, everything's looking good, and they're moving forward. So that's pretty cool. He hopes to be filming later this year. The Oscars hit a 4-year audience high with its earlier start time. So congratulations there. That's good to see a lot of people turning out for that. Them, the horror anthology, is returning for a season 2, starring Deborah Arend and Pam Grier. So yes, we are getting Them season 2. Let's see here. Okay. Then we got some big news that just kind of dropped today. Up first, the Batman Part 2 moving to a new date. The film was originally supposed to open in October of 2025. It has been pushed a full year to October 2nd, 2026. So supposedly the strikes played a big delay in this because he couldn't write the movie and You know, then the actors couldn't get started with it, so the dual strikes kind of messed with it. And then also, supposedly, all the sound stages are booked because of the strikes. Everybody's booked up, and they can't even get a stage to film the movie. So, yeah, it has pushed this movie back. So, unfortunately, there the Batman is pushed. And then let me see here. Arnold Schwarzenegger is joining Alan Ritchson in a new Christmas comedy from Amazon MGM. This is going to be really interesting here. From what I understand, Arnold is playing Santa Claus, I think. And then his bag gets stolen. And so the movie's called The Man with the Bag. And it's a Christmas comedy that will see Schwarzenegger star alongside Alan Ritchson. The script for the movie, let's see. The Man with the Bag centers on Santa Claus learning that his magic bag has been swiped, leading old Saint Nick to team up with Vance, a reformed thief on the naughty list. He needs to get it back, and they enlist Vance's daughter and a team of misfit elves to help them save Christmas. So I like it, man. It sounds cute. I love Alan Ritchson, love Arnold Schwarzenegger. I like the sound of Arnold's bag getting taken and having to go to someone on the naughty list to be like, help me steal it back. So it's going to be a fun one, man. I'm excited about this one here. Stephen King's Salem's Lot movie, this has been on the shelf for like 2 years, and the people that have seen it say it's really good, so I don't understand why this movie hasn't come out yet. But we officially found out, you know what, they don't know what to do with it, so what they're going to do is instead of releasing it in theaters, it's going to go to Max. It'll become a Max streaming exclusive movie, so congratulations there. Ghost and Fire Country have been renewed for new seasons. They'll come back between the 2024-2025 seasons. And then the big news here, man, Scream 7 officially welcomes back Neve Campbell. That's right, Sydney Prescott is back for Scream 7. And it will be directed by Kevin Williamson, who wrote the original movie and Scream 2 and Scream 4. So kind of bringing Kevin back, and he's going to direct the movie directly and get Sydney back with Neve Campbell returning, who wasn't in Scream 6 because of the pay dispute. We knew when Jenna Ortega, Melissa Barrera left the movie, we said they're going to back up the money truck to Neve Campbell's house, and she's going to star in this next one, and here it is. No shocker here. But I love it, man. I think that's awesome. I'm glad to see Neve back. I'm hoping that this Scream movie will be a return to form. So that would be pretty cool. Max is also extending its Studio Gilby deal, and it will include The Boy and the Heron, so you'll be able to watch that. Ready Player 2, Steven Spielberg says they are developing it, but he will not direct the sequel, but he will be producing it. So glad to see that. I loved Ready Player 1, so I'm glad that they're going to make the sequel there. Owen Wilson will lead a new Apple TV Plus golf comedy series. We have the trailer for Under the Bridge, which is Lily Gladstone's missing girl case in the Hulu drama. So check out the trailer for that. Emma Stone, Pedro Pascal, Austin Butler have joined the Ari Aster cast for his new movie, Eddington. So strong, strong cast there. Robert De Niro's new gangster movie, Alto Nights, its release has been delayed again. So we'll have to keep posted on a new release date there. Finn Wolfhard, Kaya Gerber have joined the cast of the SNL 1975 movie. John Bernthal teasing his return as the Punisher. We have the trailer for Becoming Carl Lagerfeld, which is Daniel Brühl's new Disney Plus biopic series. Michael Keaton says he's seen Beetlejuice 2, and he can confidently say this thing is great. I love it, man. I love the positivity. That is so, so cool. Seth Rogen will reportedly produce Amazon's 8 Billion Genies, and they've started writing the movie. Sarah Paulson is set to star in a TV adaptation of the best-selling memoir Untamed. Chris Pratt's sci-fi thriller Mercy will open in theaters on August 2025. That's the one of Rebecca Ferguson that we talked about earlier. Glad to see it coming out next year, next summer. And Venom 3. It has an official title and a release date now. It always had a release date, but it actually moved up. We got all these delays, and it actually moved up. The new Venom 3 will officially be called Venom the Last Dance. Don't know how I feel about that title. It's kind of whack, but it also kind of fits Venom, right? Like, it seems kind of weird and kind of off, and that's what Venom is. So Venom the Last Dance, be interesting. But it's been moved up. It will now hit theaters on October 25th. It was going to come out on November 8th. So now it's coming out October 25th, 2024. So this October, we're getting Venom The Last Dance. Eddie. I love Venom. All right, guys. And before we wrap up, I do want to go through the Oscars real quick. The Oscars were over the weekend, the big, big night for movies. And let's run through the winners real quick. Best Picture went to Oppenheimer. Best Director went to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Actor in a Leading Role went to Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. Actress in a Leading Role went to Emma Stone for Poor Things. Actor in a Supporting Role went to Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Actress in a Supporting Role went to Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Writing for Adapted Screenplay went to American Fiction. Original Screenplay for Writing went to Anatomy of a Fall. Cinematography went to Oppenheimer. Animated went to The Boy and the Heron. Congratulations, but Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse should have won. But congratulations to The Boy and the Heron. Music Original Score went to Oppenheimer. Music for Original Song went to What Was I Made For from Barbie. Should have been I'm Just Ken. Ryan Gosling performed it and it was amazing. So that should have won for sure. Everybody's talking about I'm Just Ken. Production design went to Poor Things. Film editing went to Oppenheimer. Documentary feature film went to 20 Days in Mariupol. Documentary short film went to The Last Repair Shop. International feature film went to Zone of Interest. Makeup and hairstyling went to Poor Things. Visual effects went to Godzilla Minus One. Costume designer went to Poor Things. Animated short film went to War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. Live action short film went to A Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. Its sound went to The Zone of Interest. So there is your Oscar winners. And that is the end of our show. So yes, we're coming in right at an hour. I knew we would. We had 2 weeks worth to get through. So I hope I kept you guys involved here and engaged with me for that hour. Let's wrap it up. AmIOnTheAir.com is the official webpage. Make sure you bookmark it. Make sure you check it out. Everything's right there. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow me on Twitter at DXDonMega. Same handles over on Threads. So if you're using Threads instead, AmIOnTheAir, DXDonMega, same handles. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review, please. It would really, really help out the show. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. We're on everything that you would want to listen to podcasts on. You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Our podcast streams on YouTube as well. So everything is there. I got video reviews up on Instagram and TikTok. So make sure you follow all the socials. Simply, Am I on the Air? All one word. Thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio and Pop Culture _Pros. Check it out, reddragonsradio.com. And that'll do it for me on this Tuesday, March the 12th. I hope you all have an amazing week. I promise we'll stay on the normal schedule now, at least for the foreseeable future. But thank you for getting caught up with me. It was great to be back. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragons!